The journey of the soul.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series The Journey of the Soul. Inshallah, today we will be discussing, previously we spoke about some of the tribulations, some of the difficulties the Muslim Ummah will face. Again, we will talk about some of the difficulties, some of the fitan, some of the trials the Muslim nation all over the world will face towards the end of times. Across the world, we see many people are suffering, many people are being oppressed, many people are suffering from different tribulations. And one thing we see constantly is how strong these individuals' iman is, how strong their faith is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When an affliction, a tribulation overcomes them, they turn around and say, Allah is enough for us. And this has shocked the minds of hundreds of people, thousands of people, that a person has lost everything. God has took everything off him and he is turning around and still saying, Ya Rabb, you are more than enough for us. Subhanallah. This is the favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this nation. And now a question comes to mind that why is it that it's the Muslim nation that will face all these issues? And the answer is simple. There can be two answers. Firstly, because it's the guidance of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have been given, that can, and it's only his guidance, through his guidance, that one can overcome these tribulations. That's number one. But a second reason why the Muslim nation will face so much tribulations is actually because Allah has saved for the Muslim the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different tribulations, and he has also then sent a messenger to teach us how to deal with these tribulations, so that once we overcome these tribulations, we are rewarded with Jannah in return. So these are some of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon us to face such calamities. These calamities are not going to be easy. They are going to be difficult. And they are difficult. We are watching these fitan unveil around us constantly. They will be difficult. And the result of that is that in the hereafter, we have a certain or a confirmed place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Now, many signs of the Day of Judgment will take place. And one of them is that the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, very famous narration. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me about its signs, tell me about its indications, its pillars. When these events take place, that would be the sign of the actual day to come. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that a slave woman will give birth to her own master. Now, this narration is actually interesting because it gives us an understanding of a social change, how people will change over time in the past. So in the past, let's look at first how slavery got about. Islam came around 1500 years ago. And slavery existed much before that, well before that. And a slave was classed as not even a citizen, it was classed as a commodity, an asset, a property. It wasn't even classed as a human, it didn't have human rights. And Islam was then sent to the Arabs, and the Arabs would deal with slavery. They would buy and sell, and they would, you know, have a slave market. And Islam came with this new color, a new type of aspect, where Islam gave rights towards slavery, which was something that wasn't seen before. So slavery was a thing of the past. Islam came and began to give it rights, and he gave it this aspect that slaves are humans, and rightly so they are. And then Islam also had another key feature where it had these constant points and aspects where Islam would teach us to free the slave. And we have seen today slavery finished at the hands of Muslims. It was Muslims who ended slavery, and this was all because of the religion of Islam. So now, slavery was a thing of the past. Islam came, gave slaves their rights, human rights, and then removed slavery off the planet, the face of the earth. No more slavery. Islam ended slavery, alhamdulillah. Now, the Prophet ﷺ says, towards the end of times, a mother will give birth to her own master. A slave will give birth to her own master. What does that mean? Many scholars have various different opinions. The way slaves were treated in the past, they were not classed as citizens. They were not classed as humans. So a mother will give birth to her own master. What does that mean? Would it mean that the child is treating the parents as their slaves, as their maids, as their, you know, those people who actually run around and do everything for you, iron your clothes for you, feed you food, cook your food, clean your house, clean your bedroom. This is one possible meaning of this narration as well, where the child physically will class his parents as slaves. And the parent would stay home all day serving the child. So there's various different aspects of that narration. Now there's a second part to this narration that the Prophet ﷺ says, وَأَنْتَرَ الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاءِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, that you will see, أَنْتَرَ الْحُفَاتَ, barefooted, yani they will not have any shoes on. They will be naked, yani they won't have much clothes to cover their bodies. Drowned in poverty. So you will see individuals who have no shoes, who have limited clothes, who are very poor, who are shepherds. And all of a sudden, something will happen. يَتَطَّوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, and they will compete in raising tall buildings. Phenomenal buildings we have seen in the Arab countries, that some shepherds who were in the past, their ancestors were shepherds. They owned large amounts of land. They were shepherds, their lineage goes back to being a shepherd. They had loads of land, they were poor, they had barely any shoes on, they had barely any clothes on. All of a sudden, they found oil under their land, which led them to rivers of wealth. Rivers of wealth would flow under their land. And they dug out this oil and sold it around the world, from which they accumulated so much money that now these very poor people are competing in raising the tallest buildings within their land. And we have seen in the Arab Peninsula, in the Arab countries, that they have the tallest buildings in the world, tallest buildings in the mega structures that are the tops of which are reaching the clouds, subhanAllah. This was a prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was an incident that took place in Pakistan where a certain individual came outside of a house, and he was speaking to my father, and my father turned around and said to me, you know, this very same person, he came here many years ago and he didn't have any shoes on. He didn't have any shoes on, and all of a sudden, now he has the tallest building in our area. So this is not just restricted to the Arab Peninsula. It's also widespread around other countries where poor people have found to be sat on amples of wealth. And when they've received this wealth, overnight success, their temptations have led them to compete in building mega structures out of all things. So this is one sign that the Prophet ﷺ talked about. When you see these signs, then know that the Day of Judgment is very close. There are various other signs that are to take place. The Prophet ﷺ, he talked about the fact that River Euphrates is one of the most important rivers in regards to eschatology, Islamic eschatology. It's one of the most important rivers economically, internationally, because the Prophet ﷺ says that there will be a time where River Euphrates will reveal a mountain of gold. When it happens, I'm going to come to the devastating outcome of this golden mountain being revealed. So I'm not going to say that we are waiting for this sign, because when this sign happens, it will be truly an horrific scene. So now there will be in the River Euphrates, we will see a mountain of gold being revealed. And this mountain of gold will spark such a war that 99% of the people fighting for this mountain of gold will die. 99% of people fighting for this gold will die. So out of every 100 people fighting, one will live. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has warned us, he has told us clearly that when that time comes, you stay away. Do not even take an atom's amount of that wealth. Don't touch it. Stay away from it. When that mountain of gold appears, get yourself out of there. Don't go anywhere near that. That is a danger zone. That is a place of war. People will fight over that. There will be brutal killing. And that's what, as a Muslim, following the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, he has given us the actual compass of how to navigate in the end of times. He has actually given us this compass, and constantly he is reminding us and telling us what to do on this occasion, what to do in this occasion, what to do in this scenario. For the Dajjal, he has told us, and we're going to come to that, what to do when Dajjal comes, what to do when Imam Mahdi comes, what to do when Isa alayhi salam comes. Prophet ﷺ has given us a complete compass, a complete roadmap of how to navigate through the end of times. Another sign of the Day of Judgment, that when two things appear in any city, in any town, in any village, two things. Number one, zina, fornication, indecency. Number two, riba. Riba is a vast word. Riba is not just interest, but usury. Usury is actually one of the most evil forms of oppression, where money doesn't circulate, economy crash, the poor get poorer, the rich get richer. It's a form of oppression, it's a form of slavery. So when these two things increase and become widespread in any city, in any land, in any country, Allah gives permission in the dismantlement of that city. These are some signs of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us at all times. May He allow us to recite Surah Kahf every Friday to be protected from the fitna of the Dajjal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all death with Iman. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.